Welcome back, everyone. This is Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0 here on TalkingAlternative.com. I'm back with my buddy Sam and Nick. You guys doing well? Of course, nobody can hear you, but thumbs up from everybody. All right, that's great. I got my tea again. Life is good. And I got a lot to go over this week. This is the last week that I'm kind of flying solo. Got some guests lined up for the future episodes here, but I wanted to continue just kind of wrapping up what we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, and that was basically answering a question from back 3 weeks ago when somebody hit me up on Facebook and was like, dude, who are you? So basically just kind of telling the story about how I landed here. We've kind of gone through, my stint of getting into theater here in New York and whatnot. So we're going to continue with that. Before we do that, I do want to give a couple of shout outs right here in the beginning of the episode. And actually, what I said last week, I said I was going to actually start with the question because I missed the question last week. So I'm going to start with the question from last week. I'm actually going to read the two questions that I have that we're going to kind of cover over the course of the episode here today. But quick shout out, as always, to S&G Limousine out in Long Island. If you have anywhere that you are going and you are starting or ending at Nassau or Suffolk County, you want to give them a call. You can actually see them on my Facebook. You can link to that to their website on my Facebook. But call them at 516-833-6455. That's 516-833-6455. Nice little shout out also to my buddy Dave Carpenter for providing all the music here for Coffee Talk 3.0. You can link to his Facebook page and his music, which is available on iTunes, by going to coffeetalk.podomatic.com or by just going to my Facebook page. Facebook page blew up, man, this week. It's up over 500 and something likes for Coffee Talk 3.0. And which is nice because the show is growing and growing, and this is just adding to the audience. So anyway, wanted to go over a couple of things, and I wanted to review what I've gone over the last week, and actually something exciting happened to me this past week, so I want to talk about that. It's not necessarily unrelated to acting, but at the same time, it is related because it's my life, and so even if it's not acting, it's my life. Acting, I'm immersed in this, and so I'll get to that in 1 second, the great story, but last week, did the shaving commercial. And nobody can see me right now, but yeah, clean shaven, baby. Well, sort of. I've started to grow it back. And so that was an interesting thing. And actually it kind of lends to one of the topics that I wanted to go over this week. Now, let me give the two questions, and over the course of the episode, I'm going to answer these questions basically with stories. But I had a guy write in. Or no, a woman write in. I'm not going to give the last name, but her name is Sandy T. from Columbus, Ohio. She said, I want to become an actress, but I have no idea where to start. I listen to your show each week and find it very entertaining. I appreciate the fact that it's entertaining. It's also informative, but I'm just throwing that out there. So no idea where to start. I'm the right person to ask because I started from scratch as well. Going to go over that a little bit. And actually, that's what I've been going over the last couple of weeks. And the other question was from David M., who was writing in from Austin, Texas. And David M. said, you mentioned in an episode about looking out for scams. Can you give us an idea of what we should be looking for? And I'll go over that over the course of the episode because I almost kind of got sucked into that. And I have a couple of friends that got sucked into that as well. So anyway, getting back to the commercial, because last week I filmed my... what was the fifth commercial, I think, in 5 weeks. Last week we talked about the whiskey commercial, which was an interesting gig. I think I went over how I landed that gig. And then I'm not sure if I talked about the actual filming of it. I think I did talk about the filming of it. That was incredibly unique. But this past week, I actually landed the shaving commercial. And I had mentioned before that actually what you need to get to as a working actor, you need to get to the point, and thankfully I'm starting to get to that point now, where you don't have to audition for things, where you have people trying to book things for you, an agency or an agent. Now, unless you're Tom Cruise, Bruce Willis, et cetera, you don't have an agent, okay? You don't have one person that's looking out for you. That person would go broke because obviously you're not an A-list actor. So what you do end up having is you're trying to get on with agencies. And so what I did, and this kind of lends to the first question, you know, what do I do? Basically, what I ended up doing was I started submitting myself. First of all, I submit myself all the time to auditions for commercials, movies, et cetera, et cetera. And if they like my headshot and resume, then they ask me to audition. I go in, I audition, and hopefully book the gig, okay? Now, what has ended up happening, particularly with one of the agencies that I am with, and you can be with multiple agencies, as long as there's no, if you haven't signed a no competition clause. So I actually am with three different agencies in three different markets, and none of these agencies compete with each other. So that's basically what you're looking to try to do, spread a wide net. Now, I said when I first got into acting that I was going to audition. I was going to submit myself for anything east of the Mississippi. I was going to cast literally as wide of a net as possible, and that way I can increase my odds. Okay, I have my own car. I'm willing to travel, and I'm willing to spend the money, knowing that there's no guarantee that I'm going to book the jobs. And that's one thing that people have to get a grasp on if you're going to go into acting. It's not free. Okay, this is not free. And this is actually one of the reasons why I actually don't submit myself or wouldn't accept a non-paying acting job anymore. Now, when I first started out and you're trying to get some experience, that's one thing. But that gets old really quickly. And because, you know, the level, the quality of the product that's being produced, you kind of get what you pay for. You understand what I'm getting at here. So in any event, you have to understand that you're going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to spend money putting yourself out there. You're going to have to spend money getting to these auditions with no guarantee that you're going to get the money back. So when you're first starting out and you're trying to find acting gigs, and this lends to both questions, sort of, particularly the first question. There are websites out there that you absolutely, if you want to be a working actor, you have got to be a member of these websites, okay? If you're in New York City and you're not on nycastings.com, then you're missing out. There's also a few other websites that you want to be on. Pretty much every actor that I know is on actorsaccess.com. All one word. You need to go to actorsaccess.com. You need to create a profile for yourself, and your profile, it will include all of your experience. And don't worry if you don't have any yet. What they're really looking for at first is just your headshot, what you look like, particularly when it comes to the commercial submissions. So actorsaccess.com, nycastings.com. Now, when I was in filming, I was filming in Washington, D.C. I was filming an episode of Deadly Affairs, which aired maybe a couple of months ago on Discovery ID. While I was there, I was co-starring with a couple of individuals, a male and a female, that were from kind of like that mid-Atlantic region. They were from Virginia and southeastern Pennsylvania. And they were telling me, because I found it interesting, when I'm looking on Actors Access for submissions, you can break it down on Actors Access by the different regions of the country. New York has its own, LA has its own, and then it's kind of like regions. There's a Mid-Atlantic one, and there's almost never any posting there, which I find odd. I mean, it's not like there's nothing going on in the Mid-Atlantic region. The reason why there's really nothing on Actors Access is because there's a gentleman that actually created his own website that was for the Mid-Atlantic region for castings, and his website is so successful in that region that it's really made Actors Access obsolete in that region, and you're never going to find any real submissions for that region. Now, it's called Dragonuck Connects, and it's like the word dragon and then UK, so dragonukconnects.com. If you go to that, it's its own website. And again, every time you go to these, you know, you've got to put in all of your information, upload all of your files. I mean, it takes time. Now, that one's basically completely free. I don't believe I pay anything at all for that one. Actors Access. It's free to have one, but of course you have to pay. If you don't pay like the yearly fee to be on there, you have to pay for each submission, and it's $2 for each submission when you're submitting for roles. And like I said, don't be afraid of that. You're not paying to audition. You're paying for the use of the website, and it's perfect. That's not a scam. Okay, that's something that's part of the price of doing business. NY Castings, same thing. It's free, but of course you're going to want to have like the premium package so that you can communicate and you can put more files on there and et cetera. It's not very much money. These websites that are charging, it's not very much. That's where you need to start. You need to get yourself a headshot. Okay. Now there are specials run all the time where you can get a headshot or maybe two different headshot, like two different looks for $99. You know, obviously you need to be careful when you're going to these different websites and these different people that are offering up those services, and you want to see their portfolio. You want to see what these headshots look like. You don't want it to look like something that your cousin can do, you know, in your backyard. And it's not supposed to be a glamour shot, as we've said before. And it's not supposed to look like a senior photo either. I mean, this is somebody that needs to be working with actors, because there's basically a standard in terms of the size of the photos, you know, the cropping of it, basically, you know, from mid-chest up. That's kind of what you're looking for. You may want a full body shot, but I mean, those are really rare. Maybe waist up at the most is what you really need. But you really need something that shows what you look like on a day-to-day basis. So if you're looking to get in acting, and this is exactly what I did, cast as wide of a net as possible, get on these different websites, and then what ends up happening, as you start getting experience, like what happened with me with Look Models and Acting, and they asked me after seeing a submission that I had sent in for something else, hey, we like your look. You know, you did a great job in this one particular audition. You didn't get the gig, but would you be interested in us representing you? And I'm like, yeah, duh. And so they're out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And actually, without me having to audition for anything, they've actually landed me two really high-paying gigs, one of which was the shaving commercial that I just did the other day. And I'm going to talk about that in a couple of minutes when we come back from the commercial break. You're listening to Kevin Barbaro. This is Coffee Talk 3.0 on TalkingAlternative.com. You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is their common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbaro. You're listening to TalkingAlternative.com. if you want to listen to the podcast, it's going to be available tonight, or you can look at the archives and listen to the archives of the other episodes that we've run so far. Those are available at coffeetalk.podomatic.com. That's coffeetalk.podomatic.com. It's a number one ranked performing arts podcast here in New York City, ranked number 5 in the world in that category. And actually this week we moved into like the top 1,000 of all podcasts for all subjects on that website, and you're talking about close to 100,000 podcasts. So basically up in the, you know, the top 1% there. So give it a listen. Listen to the other episodes, and if you have any questions, like the ones we're answering right now, hey, man, just hit me up. Hit us up on Facebook. All you have to do is type in Coffee Talk 3.0, and it'll pop right up for you. Like the page, you'll get all the updates. So anyway, I'm basically answering two questions at once here about getting started. You got to get on these websites. Now, this person that wrote in, you know, she's from Columbus, Ohio. Okay, and this is the same advice I give my friends here in New York City. If you have a car, obviously, you need to spread a wide net. Yeah, it's a small market. Yeah, it's going to be harder to get a career started there. And obviously, if you want to take it to the next level, then you have to really seriously consider, like I did, moving to New York City, moving to LA. But doing that without any experience at all is going to be tough. So, you know, obviously I had to kind of build myself up, you know, particularly once I got here. But in any event, it can be done in a smaller market. Because it's like I tell my friends, listen, every town's got a car dealership that does commercials. Every town's got insurance companies that do commercials. And there's radio in every one of these towns for voiceovers. There's commercials everywhere. There's production companies everywhere. Now, it may not be great paying jobs, but it's a job. It's paying money. Life is good, okay? My very first commercial was for Hollywood Casinos. That was filmed in Toledo, Ohio, and it was a national commercial. So you never know when something's going to pop up. That's why it's good to get in. Find the production companies. Find any talent agencies in these small towns. Now, the thing you got to be careful of, which is answering the second question, there are companies out there that are going to take advantage of you, and this is well documented. There's been articles within the last year here in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, about companies that are taking advantage of people who have dreams of becoming full-time working actors are becoming famous. And what these companies are doing is they'll have a website, you Google it, and it'll say, and you're looking for talent agencies. They market themselves as a talent agency. They're in most major cities. I guarantee there's one in Columbus. There's one in Detroit. I've been contacted by the same company in both of those towns. Now, I knew better by the time I had been contacted, because what happened was when I first was looking, hey, I'm going to be an actor. I just decided one day I'm going to be an actor. So I Googled how to become an actor. These websites popped up, okay? I submitted I sent an email, you know, saying that I was interested. Now, by the time they contacted me back, I had already realized that these were a scam. But what ends up happening, it's a sales pitch. They bring you in. They start talking about these big dreams and that they're going to help you and they're going to submit you and they're going to go to bat for you, that they're going to be your agent. Now, let's be honest, okay? If you've never acted before, if you've never been in anything, you're not popular for some other reason, you're not infamous or famous for some other reason, you have to be realistic when you sit down and somebody's telling you, I can do this for you. I'm going to make you a lot of money. I'm going to get your name out there, etc. How do they even know? They don't know you. They don't know if you can act. They don't know anything about you whatsoever. How can somebody who knows nothing about you other than your name, maybe, make a promise to you that they're going to make you famous? They know nothing about you. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, a lot of people get sucked into this. You know what I mean? By the end of the thing, they're saying, okay, well, this is what we've got to do. It costs $100 a year for the membership to be a part of our organization, a part of our company. You need to spend $600 on for your headshots. Except they start adding all these things up, a monthly charge of $30 a month for them to submit you for auditions, okay? It's stunning how many people get sucked into this because, I mean, they play on people's emotions, you know, just like any other scam out there, okay? And these people start forking over all the money. And then what ends up happening is these companies, they do send people out for auditions, okay? And they'll put on their web, they'll tweet it, they'll put it on Facebook, they'll put it on their own website. We, you know, insert company name here. We just submitted 30 of our talent for auditions for GE commercial or something along these lines. And it's like, and it sounds so great. Oh, they've, or they'll say, this particular company, we're just using GE as an example. GE has asked our company for 50 talented individuals to audition. You know, they make it seem as though these big companies went to them looking for people to audition, okay? Here's the deal, and this is what I learned pretty quickly. The auditions that these companies are sending these people on auditions for, these people could have, they could have submitted themselves for free. You know, these companies aren't doing anything for these people that they can't do on their own. And I'm complete proof of that because I decided, and if anybody that wants to be, it doesn't matter what your career aspirations are, what business you're in, you need to be, and I've said this before, you need to be all in. You need to be relentless. You have to have this attitude that you refuse to fail. And you understand that there's going to be setbacks. It's going to be a roller coaster. It isn't going to happen overnight. You got to have patience. You know, all of the things that I've talked about before, but you got to be relentless and you got to be submitting yourself. You can be submitting yourself through all these websites. Here's one thing that I've never had to pay. I've never had to fork over 15% of anything that I've made to a manager. I can manage myself. I'm not a millionaire. If I become a millionaire, of course I'm going to have a manager. I don't need a manager. I don't need somebody to convince me that I need them to manage me or my money and fork over 15% to them. Now, my Look Models and acting agency that does look after the three commercial agencies that are trying to book me commercial work, of course they take an agency fee. But a lot of times what ends up happening is, like with the shaving commercial, for instance, they submitted me. The client got back to them and said, hey, we like this guy. Can you set it up for us? My agent then came back to me and said, hey, listen, I got this company. It's a shaving commercial. They want you to shave your face into your current goatee, and they're willing to pay X amount of dollars. It's only going to take you about maybe 2-3 hours for the afternoon. And I'm like, hey, that's great. You know, it was a good amount of money. I'm not going to say how much it was a good amount of money. So since I didn't have to do any work for it whatsoever, then obviously, logically, it stands to reason that part of the price of doing business is that they're going to take an agency fee out of that. That's what a real agency does, okay? Submit you for something you have no way of submitting yourself for, and then they get a cut of it. Now, that company, which happens a lot of times, these companies pick up the agency fee. They know that they're going strictly through agencies, and so they'll say, okay, for instance, this isn't how much I made for this commercial, but they'll say, for instance, $1,000 buyout plus 20% agency fee. So basically they're saying, we're going to make sure that the talent gets the $1,000, the $200 is going to go to the agency, we're going to pick it up. So that client, that company is paying $1,200, and you don't have to have an agency fee on, but they picked it up for you, okay, because they know that they're going through the agencies. That happens a lot. That's what happened with my commercial. I understood that there would be an agency fee, but they actually picked it up, so I didn't lose out any money on that. So, and another benefit was that what happened is a couple of days later, Erica, who's actually my agent within the agency, she's one of the owners. She came back to me. She's like, "Hey, listen, Kevin. They are wondering, are you willing to shave off the goatee?" Now, dude, let me tell you something, man. That's a big deal to me, okay? Because first of all, I actually don't like being clean shaven. There's just something about being clean. And the funny thing is, when I was growing up, and I think every dude is like this, when I'm in about the seventh grade, I couldn't wait to shave. I couldn't wait to shave. Like I'd have three whiskers, man. It's not even a whisker. It's fuzz, right? And I'd lather up my whole face. I'd shave it down. You know what I mean? Fast forward to present life, and I hate shaving. The hair on my face is thick, man. I mean, it's thick. It's like razor wire, bro. And it is so coarse that I can't even use an electric razor. I have to use a razor. I can't shave without shaving cream and a razor. It doesn't work. So I hate shaving. I haven't been clean shaven in over a year. So I went back to her. And the other thing is, my headshot is a goatee. Almost every single time I'm booked for a commercial or I'm booked for anything, the very first question they ask me on the phone is, do you still have the goatee? Because the goatee, it's, you know, over years of shaving my face into a multitude of different facial patterns, okay? I've landed on the one that suits me, okay? And so they're always asking if I have the goatee. So I get back to Eric. I'm like, listen, I'm not opposed to shaving it off, but obviously they have to understand that I shave this off, it could prohibit me from getting another gig over the next couple of weeks while I'm growing it back to its proper length. And so, you know, can you see what you can do? She's like, totally understandable. She gets back to them. They come back. They almost double the payment so that I'll shave it off. And I'm like, consider it done, my friend. So anyway, what ends up happening, I go in this past week and I go through the whole process. And what we did was we actually, this particular shaving company, this particular razor company has an electric version. And so they wanted me to basically make it seem as though I was cutting my goatee out. You know, I was forming the goatee. And then what happened was I went and shaved. I came back. We lathered up the face and we made it seem as though I was shaving, you know, completely shaven. And then afterwards, I gave a testimonial. Now, it was a true testimonial. And really, what ends up happening, too, is if the production company that's making a commercial like this, if they have a high level of integrity, which this one particularly did, they won't ask me to do the testimonial unless I actually did use the razor. Now, some will just say, hey, can you do a testimonial? You've never even seen the product. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've done that commercial before where I didn't even know what the heck the name was. They had to tell me while I was standing in front of the camera. But this one, and I'm telling you, this razor, when it comes out, I'll tell everybody because I signed a non-disclosure. But, dude, I'm telling you, this is the best razor I've ever used. It was like going to the barber and getting a straight edge. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was baby smooth, which means it's probably going to take me like 2 weeks and a half, two, 3 weeks for this thing to grow back. Anyway, I'll continue my stories. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Barbro. It's Coffee Talk 3.0. This is TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, @MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hey, welcome back. This is Kevin Barbro, and you're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0 here on TalkingAlternative.com. And as I said before, you can check out the podcast tonight or check out the archives of the other podcasts at CoffeeTalk.Podomatic.com. And so we're just wrapping up talking about the shaving commercial that I just did. And actually, Sam, on the break, had mentioned, you know, one cool thing is you get the products. Which actually, unless the commercial is for something expensive, and you know, I've done like well over a dozen commercials just in the last you know, six months alone. Unless it's something really expensive, you actually get the product, which is cool, you know. And sometimes, you know, it's worth a couple $100. This particular time, it was worth you know, what, $12 because it was a razor. And but hey, man, every little bit helps, right? So anyway, that whole thing, that was all set up by my agency. I didn't have to do anything for it. And that's the point. You need to get people that are working for you, you know, Team Barbro, all right? And it needs to be, I have to surround myself with people that are helping me. Help me help you is what I want to hear, right? And so actually what ended up happening today was I got an email last night. Hey, are you available on Tuesday afternoon? We got another national commercial. It was actually a company that I had filmed a commercial for about 3 weeks ago, and everything went great. And they got back with me. They got another commercial they're filming tomorrow, so I'm going to be filming another commercial tomorrow, which makes six television commercials in the last 6 weeks alone. And I didn't have to do anything for it. You know, I just have to show. And that, you know, that's really the other thing too, is when you have an opportunity, when you're starting out your career. You know, trust me, man, I've had a great career that was ruined because I started not doing the right things. I started not being professional. It ruined my former career when I was at about as high of a point as you can get. I've learned my lesson. One thing that you got to understand is you need to put your best foot forward. You get an opportunity, don't screw it up, okay? Get there on time, okay? Be appreciative. One thing that I learned very quickly is about the business of acting, okay? If somebody emails me or calls me, I get right back to them, okay? And I'm always friendly. I always thank people. And even with auditions, one thing that I started doing was after an audition, and I started this when I first got into acting, when I go home from an audition, if I have the email address to the casting agency that I just did the audition for, which usually I do because that's how they contact you typically, I'll fire an email just thanking them for the opportunity. And hey, even if it doesn't work out, if you could keep me in mind in the future, I would really appreciate it. I've landed gigs because of making that contact. You know what I mean? And then the other thing too is, you know, one great piece of advice that De Niro had one time, he's like, hey, you know, what's the best advice you would give to an aspiring actor? And De Niro was like, in the interview, he's like, it's simple. Be on time and know your lines. You do those two things and you're ahead of like 90% of aspiring actors, because stunningly, shockingly, those are the two things that actors, particularly people that are just getting into it, lack. I don't know, and maybe it's a generational thing as well, but at some point it's like, and I've had this conversation with other people my age, at some point it became okay to not be on time. I don't really understand where that happened, you know, but you need to be on time, okay? unless you're auditioning in front of an 18-year-old or a 16-year-old who's not going to care about you being on time, you're probably auditioning in front of somebody that's my age or older. You need to be on time, okay? When you go to these auditions, you don't necessarily need to have all the lines memorized unless they specifically tell you to memorize them, but don't just go in cold turkey. If they gave you the lines ahead of time, they're going to expect that you at least have an idea of what the lines are, that you didn't just that you were so flippant about it that you just like, I don't care, you know? And the other thing too is be polite. Okay. Don't be rude. These kinds of things. You know what I mean? I remember I was at an audition one time, and it was actually at the Producers Club, which is on 44th between 8th and 9th. The Producers Club, I've actually performed at the Producers Club. It's one of the older, you know, smaller theaters off Broadway here in the city. And they had an audition there for something, and I went in for it. And the dude walked out of the audition room in front of me, so we kind of crossed paths. And there was a kid there helping. He was just signing people in. He was probably a son or a nephew of the people that were in there. He really didn't know what he was doing. And when the guy walked out, the kid politely said, "Thank you very much, and good luck." And the guy looked at him and he goes, "It's break a leg." And I hadn't quite gotten the room yet, you know what I mean? But I'm kind of an assertive dude, okay? So one thing I don't like bullies, okay? Because actually, I was kind of bullied when I was a kid, okay? And so I really despise bullies. You're not going to get very far with me. And actually, you don't want to bully somebody in front of me because I'm not afraid to stand up for it. And so he said, it was really rude the way he sent it to the kid. He said, "It's break a leg." And the kid goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." And he's like, "Well, why don't you get the lingo down?" So the guy continued to berate the kid. And finally, I just said, "Hey, listen, man." And I put my hand out to kind of like on his chest. I'm like, "Why don't you calm down? Okay, it's not a big deal. The kid probably just doesn't even know." Okay. And he's like, "Well, he should know. He's, you know, blah, blah." And I'm like, "Let it go, brother." You know? So needless to say, I hope that kid didn't get the job out of karma. You know what I mean? But, you know, so what I'm saying is be nice. Be polite. You know what I mean? Because I guarantee once I left and finished my audition, the kid that was bullied walked in there and said, "Hey, whoever the guy, you know, 2 guys ago, he just, you know, confronted me in the hallway. Don't pick him." You know what I mean? And actually, same thing happened when we were casting in Michigan for Roommates. I walked outside. I'm one of the producers. Okay, I walk outside to go to my car, and there was a group of people standing there talking, and one of the actors was complaining about the way we were doing the audition. And so, of course, as soon as I walk in, I talk to Brad. I'm like, "Dude, we don't want this dude, all right, because he's out there squawking. He's going to be squawking before he even has the job. He's going to be squawking after he gets the job." So anyway, that's kind of answering those two questions in one giant lump, baby, one giant lump. Now, I did say at the beginning of the episode, something really cool happened this week. Okay. When I first got to the city, okay, I was looking for part-time jobs. You know, I was trying to, you know, find a way to make money, et cetera, et cetera. I got hooked up with this community outreach program up in Mount Vernon, New York. Now, Mount Vernon is just north of the Bronx, and Mount Vernon is a unique community. Okay, it's very polarized when you get into Mount Vernon. As you roll into Mount Vernon, you have an incredibly wealthy part, and then you have an incredibly poor part, okay? And it's literally, when they talk about being on the other side of the tracks, I'm not even kidding you, man. Where the railroad, where the metro line runs through that town, it's literally incredibly nice on one side and incredibly poor on the other. So what happened was, I answered an ad. They were looking for somebody that would help with this community outreach. And what they were trying to do is they're trying to curb the stray cat population in Mount Vernon. It's completely out of control. It's stunning to me when I first went there. And I've been doing this for a year now. And it wasn't paying very much money. And really, at this point, I'm basically volunteering my time because I spend more money in tolls to get there. But I love doing it. I mean, I really... I'm passionate about the stray animal population and whatnot. This town is really, it's unbelievable. The number of stray cats is stunning. I mean, we're talking like third world-ish, you know. And the other thing that there's a massive overpopulation of strays in this town, particularly in the poor part of the town, are pit bulls. Now, if you go to the Mount Vernon Animal Shelter, there's about 36 indoor-outdoor pens, kennels, or where they can be outside, but, you know, there's an indoor flap so they can be inside and they can be warm. Of, like, the 36, 30 of them are occupied at this time, and all 30 of them are pit bulls. It's stunning, stunning. And so anyway, what happened is where the way it works, and I'll continue after the commercial because it's going to take more than the 3 minutes or so we got before the commercial. So what happens is the way that we try to help is there are, particularly in the poor side of the town, 35, 36 different feeding stations. And we go and we put out like 4 or 5 days a week. We're putting out food at these different little stations. We put out a little bit of food, a little bit of water for the stray cats. Now, what that does is, A of all, humanely, it's giving them an opportunity to eat so that they're also not going through your garbage. But what happens is they get used to going to that spot. I mean, cats are smart, okay? So they actually get used to and they start expecting that there's going to be food at these spots. So by continuing to go there and we track them, we keep track of the different cats that we see there. And then once a month, we try to go out and we try to trap, almost like you would be trapping a wild animal unless it comes up to you. We try to trap some of these strays. And what we do is, We're in addition to tracking them and trapping them, what we do is what's called TNR, okay, and which is trap, neuter, and release, or trap, spay, and release, okay? And so what ends up happening is we're looking for adoptable ones, first of all. Now, a lot of the adoptable ones you don't have to trap because they actually come up to you. And, you know, you're putting the food out, they'll talk to you. One interesting note about cats is cats only meow at humans. They actually don't meow at each other. They'll hiss and they'll grunt at each other, but the meowing is really for humans. It's almost like they're trying to communicate with you. So if a cat is talking to you and comes up to you, then you know we are able to take it and get it adopted. We don't have to trap it. But the ones that we have to trap, what we're doing is we're looking for, obviously we're trying to find adoptable ones that aren't necessarily friendly enough to just walk up to you, but we're also trying to look for pregnant and diseased ones, okay? And so what we're trying to do is humanely, you know, we have to, unfortunately, you know, the ones that have either FIV, which is the feline version of HIV, or they have leukemia. Those are two really big human diseases within the cat population, and they have to be humanely put down. But there are some that are out there that are healthy. They're just not friendly enough to be adoptable. So we spay and neuter them, and then we put them back where we found them because they're not hurting anybody. They're actually kind of helping out in the community, and they're not propagating. So anyway, let me get back to my story here in just a couple of minutes. This is Kevin Barbro. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0 on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0 here on TalkingAlternative.com. Check out the podcast tonight and the archives for the other podcasts at coffeetalk.podomatic.com. And so we're talking about something cool that happened to me this week, and I'm explaining about this community outreach that I'm involved with. And so basically what happens is I go 2, sometimes 3 times a week to do this, put the food out, track. I have basically a notebook, and we kind of have like this email circuit that goes between myself and the 2 or 3 other ladies that do this, and it's in conjunction with the Mount Vernon Animal Shelter. And so, you know, we bring the cats in, and so there's a lot of cats that we TNR'd. We trapped them. They are healthy. We got them fixed, and we put them back where they were because they're just not friendly. You know what I mean? And so I actually, over the course of a year, I run into the same cats at these different places. And so like there's a house, in Mount Vernon that's, on the corner of 7th and Stanford. It's been abandoned for who knows how long. I mean, from the looks of it, like it's been abandoned for years. And, so there's actually 2, shelters, 2 little, homemade cat shelters that we made that are under the porch so that they have a warm place to be in the wintertime. And there's 2 gray tabbies in there that they're friendly enough to come up when I'm feeding and stare at me, probably plotting my demise, but but so they don't run away from you. But at the same time, you know, you can't reach out and pet it because it's one step above a wild animal, basically. But it serves a purpose, and humanely, it's not hurting anybody. You know what I mean? And it's not propagating, which is the biggest thing. So so anyway, what happened was 2 months ago, I'm out working one night. And I'm doing my route, and there's this one particular place that we go to, one of the feeding stations. It's by a warehouse. Now, warehouses are notorious for having stray cats because, you know, they're usually older buildings, but the particularly lumber yards and stuff like this. This one particular one is a lumber yard, and so there's plenty of places that they can find to stay warm and out of the elements. And so this one particular one, what it is there's a 3-foot-high cement wall, cinder block wall, and then a 10-foot high fence on top of that with barbed wire to keep people from, you know, stealing all the lumber. The fence is pulled tight, but I can put a dish underneath with my hand, and I can and that's how I kind of do. I put it on the shelf there. So what happened is 2 months ago, a black and white cat shows up that's kind of a tweener. You know, he's not a kitten. He's not a cat. He's not an adult. He's somewhere in between. He's like a teenager, you know. And he shows up, and he jumps up on the ledge, and he starts talking to me. He was meowing at me. So I held my hand out underneath the fence, and he pushed his head into my hand for me to pet it. You know, cats love to be scratched on the top of their head and on their cheeks. That's the 2 spots, you know. And so he let me pet him. So I'm like, So I pull the fence back, I pull him out, and I take him and I put him in the car. Okay, this is an adoptable pet. You know what I mean? Without a doubt, this is an adoptable pet. And so I put him in the car. Now the thing is, I had to finish my route, and as I had him in the car, I put a little food dish and some water, and he was just chowing down on the food, basically in the passenger seat of my car, wasn't really paying much attention to me. He was so hungry, you know what I mean? So I finished the route, and I go back to, there's a grocery store in Mount Vernon on kind of the main road in Stanford there, a Shop and Save. I go to the Shop and Save, I go in, and I buy a flea collar, and I buy some, there's a spray that you can give, like a flea bath. But it's basically you just spray it on, you rub it in, and then it just dries, and it kills the fleas and ticks, okay? So I go in, I get that, I come back out, And the first thing I do is I put the flea collar on it, okay? And then I was kind of like standing, you know, I didn't want to spray it into my car either. So I'm kind of like standing there in the door well, and I'm holding on to the cat, and I'm spraying him with the spray. Well, what happened was it got scared, okay? And I think that what also was happening is this spray is pretty potent. So as it starts to kill the fleas and ticks, I think that they're kind of like biting at the cat, and it's really uncomfortable. So the cat actually gets away, and he runs out from under my door, and he's underneath a truck. So I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So it's like, so I'm walking over there, I'm being careful, and I actually get him to come out to me, you know? He was scared at this point, but he still, it was like we had this connection going, man. You know what I mean? And just as he got close to me, a dog barks. And dude, that was it. He took off running, right? So here I am. I'm devastated because I needed to hang on to him until the next day so that I could go back, because it's nighttime, back to the animal shelter so I can bring him in. And I had already told the owners, or, you know, the people I work with, hey, I got this cat. He's great. He's going to be adoptable for sure. Then I lose him. You know what I mean? So what ended up happening over the last 2 months, we've been putting food out at the Shop and Save, hoping that maybe he's just kind of like there, because grocery stores are notorious for having stray cats too, because they got the garbage in the back, the perishable food, and you know, it's easy money on feeding out back. You know what I mean? But no luck. Never see the cat again. So anyway, on Tuesday of this past week, I actually wasn't scheduled to feed that day, but I decided that was the day I filmed the shaving commercial. So I was coming back from New Jersey. I filmed just across the river. I came across and I'm like, you know what? I'm already kind of in the north end of the city because I came across a G-Dub. I'm like, let me just head over there. So I head up the HHP. I cut over on the Cross County. And I head down the hutch, bingo, I'm there. I'm 10 minutes, you know what I mean? And so I stop by the grocery store, pick up a bag of food, and I just start feeding. I go to the different spots, and I'm just kind of looking for, you know, to see if I see any other cats. I happen to go down this one road that I go down all the time. It's on the route. And I see a black and white cat off the side by this cement, by an abandoned house. And so I pull up, and as I'm pulling up, it's got a flea collar on. And I was like, no kidding, man. I mean, what are the odds of that happening? Now, this is a mile at least from the grocery store. And it's at least 2 miles to where I initially found it. But that spot was actually literally along the route. I almost feel as though it was trying to make its way back to where it was. So anyway, I pull the car over. I get down. I approach it slowly. I get down and put my hand out. Dude, the cat came right up to me and pushed his head into my... It was this... I mean, what are the odds that that another black and white cat is running around with a flea collar in Mount Vernon? You know what I mean? So as it was, you know, I knew that it was my cat. A of all, it had the flea collar on. But B of all, it has four white paws or whatever. So anyway, I took him home. And here's the deal, man. I don't know if I can give him up. You know what I mean? I mean, how can... It was fate for me to find... So I named him Rocky. You know, because he had to be tough, man. He had to survive, you know, another 2 months on the streets. And so, you know, I'm right now I'm in that decision phase about what I'm going to do with him. But, dude, nicest cat ever. But what a great way to top off my week was finding that cat. Because I've been looking for that cat for like 2 months, man. Because I literally felt responsible for him being lost. You know, I mean, if I was going to lose him, I might as well just left him where he was, not in some strange part of the city. You know what I mean? So anyway, dude, crazy week, man, crazy week. But that's by far that's the best thing to happen, even on top of the money that I made this week doing the commercial. But the other thing I did this week, and we'll touch on this on the next episode, was I really made the decision. I talked before about how I have my first screenplay that I've been developing. And for sure, for Green Mountain Boys is the name of the movie, and we're going to start filming it in the winter of 2016, and with Scordio Productions, you know, we've already kind of come to that agreement. But I had pitched the idea of the plot and everything else to people that I trust within the industry, and on more than one occasion, they said, you know, this would make a great book, and I'm like, you know what, it would make a great book. As a matter of fact, I already have a deal to finish my own book, Green, Red, Green, but this month, apparently, not only is it No Shave November, which I'm taking full advantage of right now, but it's also National Novel Writing Month. And so I decided, why not? And I'm telling you, it's only helping the screenplay because I'm developing the characters so much more. And so I belong to this website that's actually, it's kind of like a contest, but not really. But it's basically where people motivate each other and use as resources. 1,500 words a day is the goal for 30 straight days. At the end of those 30 straight days, if you did 1,500, then you're looking at 45,000 words, which is basically a novel, and it'd be a first draft novel. So my goal is by the end of November, and we'll keep updated on this, is that I'll have the first draft of The Green Mountain Boys, which will be a book first and then the movie in 2016. So listen, everybody, check out the podcast, coffeetalk.podomatic.com. Check me out back here next week live on every Monday, 2 to 3 p.m. on talkingalternative.com. This is Coffee Talk, baby. Another one in the books. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.